Today is Monday, August 9th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, it was a weekend. Weekends go so fast. But it was a weekend, I will say that. They just go too fast. I'm ready to be independently wealthy or retired. Although everyone that knows me would probably say I don't want to age. It's more of a looks thing than anything else. So the thought of being retirement age is kind of scary, but I don't know. Weekends just don't go. They're not long enough. And we had an eventful weekend. So we went to the Grape Festival and we had a really good time, actually. So Friday night, because we had dinner plans with my parents on Saturday and Mark had a wedding, I felt bad because Mark told me at one point, if you don't want to go to events with the friends, just let me know. He's like, I'm fine with it. If you don't want to go, I'll go by myself sometimes. But I'm a people pleaser, and I figure he wants me to be at things, so I try to go as often as possible. But there's a wedding, and it's only an acquaintance. I feel like it's not someone that we're really close to in the friends group. And so he says to me, do you want to, or he's like, I have to do this RSVP for this wedding. And do you want to, are you going? And I said, no, I don't want to go. But he acted surprised, like, oh, you're not going? And then I felt bad about it. But anyway, I didn't go. So it is what it is. But I didn't want to get dressed up. I still haven't lost enough weight. My dressy clothes don't fit me the way I would like them to fit me. I have lost weight, obviously, since, you know, this whole weight loss journey. But I never bought new clothes. Especially because, you know, working from home, we never have to dress up anymore. I haven't been going to church because, again, you know, remote and not playing an orchestra. And I'm a bad Christian because I don't really like the sermons anyway. So I just go for the music. And if I'm not playing my trumpet, then, you know, I'm not going to go. And so anyway, I want to relax on a Saturday and I don't want to dress up and I just didn't. So I didn't go. But anyway, Friday night we went to the Grape Festival and it was really heavily attended. They had told us when we had our HOA meeting, they had said, hey, you really want to avoid this main road because traffic is a nightmare during the Grape Festival. I thought, oh, it couldn't be that bad. Oh, it is. In fact, people were using these other roads around our house and there were lines of cars when we would try to leave the house and go anywhere. There was a lot of traffic from Tuesday all the way to Saturday, which is when it ended. And, but we went Friday night and it was a lot of fun though. They have a spaghetti dinner. So the history of this area is some Italian immigrants immigrated here to Northwest Arkansas for some reason. I'm sure there was a reason. I don't know what it was, but anyway, they immigrated here. And this guy named William De Tonti. And that's why the town that I live in is called Tonti Town, because his name was William De Tonti. I feel like it was William. I could be wrong, but anyway. So, and a bunch of Italian people moved here. And so this festival started. This was the 122nd annual Grape Festival. And the grapes that they grow, they don't really sell the grapes. They don't make jam or at least as far as I know, they make wine. So we have a winery here. And you wouldn't think, oh, Arkansas wine, you know, but whatever. The Italians that moved here decided to grow grapes and make wine. So they set up one of those traveling carnivals, you know, with the rides, with the tilt-a-whirl and the Ferris wheel and all, you know, all the games that you can't win and all that, you know, where you win a stuffed animal for your sweetie. But they also have a lot of local people that would set up. There's a craft, arts and crafts fair with all these tents. And they have a spaghetti dinner that's every night during the week from like 5:30 to 8:30. And this is handmade. I mean, the pasta is handmade. They hand make the pasta. They make the sauce from scratch. Now, this is weird, and I don't know if this is typical in Italy. I'm not sure. I mean, I know of originally these were Italian immigrants that moved here, so who knows? But it's a thing around here in my town. There's even a restaurant that does it, to eat fried chicken with spaghetti. And I don't know why, but that's what they do. So they start a month or two in advance making this, and there's a Catholic church, and they ask for volunteers, and all these volunteers come over, and they use this old recipe that they've been using for years and years and years. They make the sauce, they make the noodles from scratch. So Mark and I went, and we parked at luckily this was right across the street from the park where he and I normally do our walks. So we were able to find a parking space because, you know, we know where to park. And we did our walk. And then we were able to just cross the street and go to the festival. And we did wear our masks, although most people were not wearing their masks. And we're vaccinated, which, you know, most people, I don't know, only like four. I'm going to get this number wrong as well, but I think like 40% of people in Arkansas are vaccinated, maybe a little bit more, but not enough. And so we're both vaccinated, but we don't want to be the breakthrough case that, you know. And even though people say that, oh, I wore my mask, you know, because I was. But really, they say that masks do not really protect you. They protect other people. So it's not like we were protecting ourselves. We were protecting everyone else. So we went and we got tickets for the spaghetti dinner. And we wanted air conditioning. They were doing it in the fellowship hall or in the, like, I don't know if you guys know what this is. The churches have a room called a fellowship hall, and it's got a bunch of tables. It's for eating together. A lot of churches have this, and they call it the fellowship hall. Anyway, so we bought tickets. We had to wait in line because it was pretty full. And of course, again, we were wearing our mask. I just want everyone to know we were wearing our masks. Even outdoors, because it was a crowd. And we went in. We finally got in, got our bottle of water, our spaghetti, our fried chicken, a yeast roll that was so good. Oh, my goodness. These big, fluffy yeast rolls. Ah, oh, so good. And then a salad, you know. I don't know if I was super hungry, but that was some of the best spaghetti and fried chicken I've had. I was just scarfing it down like I'd never had food in my life. So good. I ended up buying, they were selling dry pasta. And I ended up buying a bag of the homemade dry pasta that I'm going to make at some point. And then this was mostly a food evening. Our next stop after we ate that was to go to this ice cream stand that was selling grape ice cream. So we got grape ice cream. It was really good as well. Mark said it wasn't grapey enough, but I thought it was just the right amount of grapey because I didn't want a really artificially sort of, you know, artificial purple grape flavor. I wanted like a subtle, and it was vanilla with just a subtle grape. I thought it was great. And we had to wait in line for that. There was a line there. There was a line everywhere. This must be a really popular festival here. So then we decided we were going to just walk around the carnival rides. We weren't going to get on any because you had to buy an arm bracelet. And I have decided, I think I said this before, that I do not want to ride rides if it's not at a permanent theme park. I don't want to ride these rides that drive around from field to dollar store parking lot with these, you know, who knows how well these people are trained who set them up. I just feel like there's got to be more accidents and deaths in these traveling carnivals. I used to love it when I was a kid, but now that I'm almost 43, I'm like, no, no, no. I'll go to Disney. I'll go to Six Flags. I'm not getting on the Tilt-A-Whirl in a field across the street from the park in Tawny Town. No, thank you. But we walked around and, you know, and kind of looked at the different content, the different carnival games and everything. And then we went and they were selling these wine aritas. So they were margaritas, but they were made with wine. So we got one of those and we took selfies. We did all that. And they had a band playing called something like the Divas or the Five Divas or Divas on Fire. It was these five women with a backup band. And they were really good. You know, they sang songs like Respect by Aretha Franklin. I can't think of anything else, but you know, that sort of along those lines. And we had a really good night. It was a lot of just a little date night, you know, going to the Grape Festival. And then we came home and watched MasterChef Australia. Because that's what you do after you go to a festival. You go home and you watch MasterChef Australia. We've actually now finished the season that we were watching. We've watched two. They have 61 episodes in a season of MasterChef Australia. They have a lot of episodes. I'm not mad, though. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.